You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Another report shows inflation creeping up. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, this time at the wholesale level. The day after a consumer price increase led to a sell-off on Wall Street. Producer prices rose 0.2% last month. The annual wholesale inflation rate also went up in March.
We came in with 2.1% year over year. The estimate was 2.2, but still that is stronger than last month. I want to be clear, we're still jumping.
Fox Business Network, Cheryl Castoni. Now to the Arizona legislature.
Shame!
Angry Democrats chanting at Republicans for adjourning instead of repealing a looming abortion ban, shrugged off by a GOP state rep, Teresa Martinez.
Simply because we do not want to repeal the pre-Roe law without first having a conversation about it.
That law was upheld by Arizona Supreme Court Tuesday, dating back to 1864, banning abortions even in cases of rape and incest. At the White House, a toast from President Biden to Japan's Prime Minister.
Join me in raising your glasses to our alliance, to our friendship.
Fox's Jared Halpern's at the White House.
Both leaders agreed to better integrate military operations and capabilities. Japan is also joining an air defense network with the U.S. and Australia. Today, President Biden and Prime Minister Kishida meet with the leader of the Philippines for a trilateral summit on security and stability in the South China Sea.
The top U.S. commander and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are talking to their Israeli counterparts, worried about Iran's threats to launch a retaliation to Israel's attack in Syria that killed an Iranian general. Republican Senator Dan Sullivan tells Fox the U.S. needs to do more.
Iran funds and trains the Houthis, Hamas, Hezbollah. You don't have any of those terrorist proxies without Iran, and we have not done nearly enough to deter them.
The Biden administration's finalizing new rules to expand background checks for more gun buyers. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to gawon'twait.com.
More power. Knocked out to more places in Ukraine again after another Russian attack overnight. And there's also new controversy there over a bill passed by Ukraine's parliament.
The law, which is not expected to be popular, will make it easier to identify every draft-eligible man in Ukraine, where many have dodged conscription by avoiding authorities. It comes about a week after Ukraine lowered the draft age from 27 to 25 and will take effect a month after it's signed by President Volodymyr Zelensky. It's not clear when he will sign it. Ukraine's military wants to mobilize up to 500,000 more troops as Russia has escalated its campaign against Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Authorities said Russian overnight missile and drone attacks again hit power facilities across several regions and completely destroyed the largest power generating facility in the Kyiv region. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There are also a lot of power outages in the south, more than 100,000. After a barrage of storms, a tornado twisted areas apart in Louisiana, especially around Slidell. But St. Tammany Parish Fire Chief Chris Kaufman is happy there are
no fatalities, a couple of injuries, but just amazing that we got through this area, how bad the damage is, and no severely injured people.
One person was killed in the stormy weather in Mississippi. Somebody was shot and killed in Washington, D.C. Five others injured, some of them kids.
The suspects exited a vehicle and began shooting at people that were outside here in the neighborhood.
D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith, the search continues for those shooters. Gunfire also left people injured in Philadelphia during a Muslim end of Ramadan celebration. Again, our top Fox News story. Another reading showing inflation creeping up in March, this time at the wholesale level, but The reading was better than expected, unlike yesterday. So stock futures, which were down before the report, are now rising ahead of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Where Illinois may implement a temporary ban on carbon dioxide pipeline projects, the state has unique geological infrastructure that makes it a state that qualifies for underground storage pipelines, but public opposition has stalled such projects. Federal government considering a tax incentive for companies that want to build such pipelines in the state. Monday night, another fiery night for the Champaign School Board. Members divided as they try to decide the best way to fill open seats. Jamar Brown and Mark Tease, now both former board members, resigned from those positions at the beginning of March. 26 community members applied to fill those seats. Cities across Illinois say the governor's plan to do away with the state's grocery tax will be a blow to their budgets. They say the current 1% sales tax makes up a significant part of their finances. Governor says the elimination of the tax will help Illinois families who have been hit hard by increasing prices. And that's a look at what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. 8:06. So last hour, Greg had mentioned a word, auxiliaries, and that was
true. And you even remember it, Steve.
Well, thank you.
from last hour.
Thank you. I know. And there, I found the only thing I found is anyone familiar with somebody on Facebook asking a question. Anybody familiar with the word auxiliaries? I grew up from 1954 to 1970, and it was apparently on radio then. But I don't think it's a word. I don't think it's an official.
I'm trying to look it up.
It sounds like a laundry detergent, but it's not a word.
It's O-X-I-B-O-R-I-O-U-S is the way we spelled it. So it popped up that somebody had asked about it. And it's supposed to mean like fantastic weather kind of thing, right?
Yeah, fantastic, okay. Above and beyond, you know, quick turnaround, one to, end of the spectrum to the other, in a positive sense.
Well, there we have it. That's kind of what we're, the reason we talked about it.
That's the definition for the non-word.
Yeah,
exactly, because it's not coming up on my online search.
No, but it essentially means what we're talking about today is kind of windy and rainy today, but boy, we could be happy this weekend with
this, huh? Exactly.
Yes, a nice turnaround in temps. And matter of fact, good part of next week up to about maybe this time Thursday or Friday next week before we get a fairly strong cold front to come through the area. We'll take on an almost early summer feel around here. So, yeah, we'll tickle the 80-degree mark and humidity will climb further into the area and that'll help to fuel more rain. The transition, it's getting going. Hang in there. Long range is running at about 5 to 7 days, a little behind schedule, but we're going to get there despite the kind of a cooler conclusion to April. It is a drier last week to 10 days. So folks trying to get in the fields, your wish will be granted. Not much opportunity over in Augusta. There's still a couple of showers have redeveloped there around the Augusta area. Nothing heavy and severe. Boy, there has been flooding rain running from about the Outer Banks of North Carolina all the way down into the Florida Panhandle. Better weather over there and as in Georgia tomorrow and into the weekend. Around here, some heavier rain south of Evansville, some shower activity across Indianapolis. A couple of the rainfall totals in out of Vermilion County are tipping at more than an inch. Inch and a half as you got down towards, for example, around the Sidell area. So we've had some pretty good soaking rains across the air and down to a few sprinkles, 52, really in Savoy, 50 at Rantoul. Not much of a climb today, probably about 55, the best we could muster up for you. And wind, you feel it now, it'll be on the increase further at 20 to 30, gust of 40 miles per hour. A couple of showers linger early on tonight, down to 45, partly sunny, windy, 60 tomorrow. Then for the weekend, sunshine, a nice breeze, 71 Saturday, 78 on Sunday, back into a stray shower late Monday, a couple of thunderstorms Tuesday and Wednesday. All the while, high temperatures either side of 80 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solgan.
All right, buddy, thank you. It is 8:09. Former Muhammad Seymour football coach, coaching legend, Frank Dutton has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
He was 79.
Yes, the funeral's planned for Sunday.
Yeah, big figure, literally, figuratively. He's a large man. Big, tall,
right?
Good man. I've talked to him before, but it'd been years and years. But he was a legendary coach. Most wins ever, Muhammad Seymour football.
That's right. And actually, their first state championship game won in 1977 for the Bulldogs. Dutton is also the namesake for the high school's football field. Dutton says his legacy will not only live on at the school, but the community as well. And you know what Frank Dutton did when he wasn't coaching, wouldn't tell me.
Well, just as anybody, and I want to make sure my memory is correct, but does anybody remember Frank Dutton did something kind of as a hobby on the side that earned a little money, but it's just an odd pairing. What did Frank Dutton do? Does anybody know that? That's like 45 years ago. So I doubt if anybody listening knows. I'll give you the answer here in a second of what I think it was.
You can also text in if you have a Frank Dutton story to tell and you're in the Mahomet Seymour area and recall the legacy of Coach Frank Dutton in football, 359-2255.
Yep, but that's the Fisher National Bank text line, but I'll give you that in just a second. All the charges dropped locally for Terrence Shannon Jr., and apparently some of the reason is he couldn't have access to any of the stuff. See, that's what makes this whole thing weird to me, is that there were a bunch of Kansas basketball players with Terrence Shannon in the bar when the alleged issue happened, attack happened, or whatever it was. It was a 1 minute to 1.5 minute interlude a bar with no witnesses. And so we don't know.
Right.
And so it's very difficult. But so anyway, there's no access to any reporting on it.
In Lawrence, Kansas.
Police reports. It's still going to have the May 10 hearing in Lawrence that Terrence has to be at and all of that. But the evidence is what they didn't have. They didn't have no discipline, no anything.
That's right.
Not sure what they would have done with discipline Terrence done anyway.
U of I dropping investigation.
Yeah. And he dropped his lawsuit against them. Yeah.
I was just going to get to that. So Terrence Shannon Jr. Also issuing a statement on X or Twitter or whatever we're calling it yesterday, just thanking the fans and Illini Nation for their unwavering support throughout my couple of years here. The staff and fans have really made this experience memorable. I will never forget the relationships I've built in my time here. So it could be a good draft experience for him in June, widely expected to be the program's first round draft pick since Myers Leonard in 2012.
Yeah, we thought Io DeSumo would be, but Io went in the second round. Okay, so there's that story. Frank Dutton actually wrote jokes.
Oh, look at that. Coach Dutton used to submit jokes for the Jay Leno Tonight Show.
And he'd get on there and he'd get paid every time they used it.
Is that right?
Well, Frank Dutton wrote a ton of material for Jay Leno.
Jay Leno's coming in Saturday night to the State Farm Center with Arsenio Hall.
Guaranteed Jay Leno would remember Frank Dutton.
Is that right?
Yeah.
There's another overlapping thing I was talking about.
So somebody knew that?
Yeah. Well, Andy and Muhammad.
Good job, Andy.
Exactly.
But I remember those days of talking about Frank Dutton, Muhammad Seymour football coach, wrote jokes for Jay Leno. Wow.
Well, and you wrote a joke book. He didn't contribute to that.
That was a whole different era.
Because that was way back when.
Well, guys like Andy would remember the 1990 investigation into the Illinois basketball program.
Yes.
And the Deion Thomas and the Bruce Pearl, who's now the Auburn coach.
Grrr.
And the investigation went on for 17 months. And I was sitting across the studio, in the studio, across from Jim Turpin, the great late Jim Turpin. And both, when we heard the announcement of what their decision was, both of our faces got red. Like, what?
It's like a non-decision,
right? Well, they said, the NCAA said, we did not find anything, but it doesn't mean it didn't happen. What the heck is that?
Okay.
17 months? And so we got like a few scholarships kicked away, which really hurt us. So then I was so outraged. We just all were as a community. So I was doing morning show again back then. And said, so I wrote a joke book in 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we put
nice therapy for you there.
Oh my
Stevie.
Gosh. It was like, how many investigators does it take to question a witness? 7. 2 to write down the answers, 3 to tape, 3 to change the answers, and 2 to hold them down. I mean, it's not that kind of,
okay.
It was just silly, but it was like, it was a little sharp. I mean, I read it now and I'm going, wow. So 1990, we released it, I think at Thanksgiving. And by December 20th, we released it December 7th. And by December 20th, we sold 7,500 copies.
Wow.
It was a regional bestseller. There's one week in my life where the region, the entire Midwest region, NCAA joke book was number one. David Letterman was number 5.
Okay, then.
And then it ended.
But it was the size of your hand.
It was supposed to be $4.95.
Right.
It's like a little note card size, 50 pages of jokes.
Well, my dad used to say, I'm a regular reader of some of this stuff because we'd have something next to the toilet.
Oh, God.
And that was one of them.
Well, I'm honored. Anyway, it was supposed to be $4.95. And when I got it in my hand, I said, this feels like $3.95. So I lowered the price immediately.
Okay.
Every day after I was off the air, I drove the joke books to all the bookstores, but I had to go through St. Louis and a distributor, ISBN number, all those things.
Okay.
And we sold, Schnucks and Champagne was just open, the one on Mattis. And Dave Beckerle sold 1,000 copies of it. Pages for All Ages sold 3,000 copies.
Nice.
Everybody got it as stocking stuffer. What it was is a release.
Yes.
It sold in Overland Park. I got calls from Norm Stewart from Missouri. I got a call from Jerry Tarkanian.
Okay.
He called me from Las Vegas.
Jerry Tarkanian.
I love your book.
And he was UNLV.
UNLV, and they were number one.
Right.
That was back in the day. And Norm Stewart famously said, I appreciate your book and you sending it to me. I shall take it home and read it in my closet.
Exactly.
No, that was good stuff. Anyway, that was that's Frank Dutton, the late, great Frank Dutton. Our prayers with his family. 79, former Muhammad Seymour, legendary coach, most winningest coach in their history. All right, it's 8:15. We check your sports headlines.
Well, we already hit with Frank Dutton and Terrence Shannon Jr. Those are stories that are definitely trending in our area. So we also want to talk about all the losses, I guess. Philadelphia beat St. Louis 4-3 yesterday, so they've got a game against Arizona tomorrow. San Diego over the Cubs 10-2. They'll be in Seattle with a late start at 8:40 on Friday, and you'll hear that action over on US 105.9. Always fun to take in the games if you're near Pia's at 1609 West Springfield Avenue. Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox 7-6 in 10 innings. Cleveland will host Cincinnati at 6:40 on Friday. So you're not at the point where you're following Cincinnati too much and thinking we could go.
Well, my son-in-law has played with all of them in minor league, so I'm kind of curious how they're all doing, but right. I don't go game to game. I still follow the Cardinals more and certainly track the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Now, we were talking with Illinois head basketball coach Brad Underwood yesterday about the beloved TV analyst Bill Raftery. Raftery?
Raftery.
Raftery.
Yeah.
And Oakland head coach Greg Campy, and you know, the UConn win and all that will definitely come up on Tuesday, April 16th at Gordyville for this huge Coaches versus Cancer event that has kind of a Western theme, so you can wear your jeans and your plaid shirt or whatever, flannel shirt and your boots. It's a blast. I think he said, 1,700 or something?
No, I know. It's gigantic. It used to be 1,000.
I know.
So that's almost double.
So if you're wanting tickets to that, now's the time to move on that because it's almost sold out. At least that's what they're saying. And well, there's so many people that
there are, but if you want to, you know, get within earshot,
right?
It's a big place.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Farmer City Racing tomorrow and Saturday. The Illini 100 is a blast. I think it's $40. The hot laps start at 6:30. You can just go to farmercityracing.com for more details on that. So excited! And I think the drive is having another driver or person in charge. I think his name is Steve Francis on today. And,
okay.
And we had Brandon Shepard, who's won the Illini 100 in Farmer City 3 times on yesterday. So, anyway, good stuff.
Yep. Okay. We'll get Aaron Ammons on next.
Oh, yeah.
The county clerk and county recorder, right?
Yes.
Two things.
That's
That'll
right.
be coming up.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, and Banff. Saturday, chilly, raw days worth of weather on tap for the day today with the weather system over the lower Wabash making its move to the north and northeast. We'll get into the wraparound drier side of it for the day tomorrow. Quickly moving back in, milder to warmer Pacific and Gulf air. And temperatures will do just that over the course of the weekend. More rain in scattered fashion next week. Periods of rain for the day today. An isolated thunderstorm. Highs nearing 55 with that northeast to north wind increasing 20 to 30 and gusty. Windy tonight.
tonight. Occasional showers ending by midnight. Low down to 45 with a northwest to west wind, 15 to 25 and gusty. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy. The high around 60. The west northwesterly wind, 20 to 30 and gusty. Diminishing winds later tomorrow night, clear and 43. For the weekend, turning breezy and milder Saturday afternoon with sunshine 71. 78 on Sunday. Could be a couple of showers and thunderstorms breaking out Monday. More likely Tuesday. Wednesday next week, highs Monday and Tuesday up at around 80 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The producer price index rose just 0.2% from February to March. The reading is the same for core monthly PPI, excluding food and energy. It's an improvement from the previous month. Though the PPI for the year ending in March was up 2.1%, that's the strongest increase in 11 months. The consumer price index rose 3.5% in the year ending in March, excluding food and energy. That increase was 3.8%. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits declined by 11,000 last week to 211,000, showing more strength in the labor market. This morning, the European Central Bank reported that inflation pressures have eased there, though it left interest rates unchanged. It did suggest a cut may be coming. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino. Join me for my podcast, Perino on Politics. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle.
This week on Perino on Politics, Americans across the country will be witnessing a new moon. But as far as the election goes, it is the same old politics. I'm joined by the founder of the Stewart Group, my very good friend, Don Stewart. We'll discuss student loans, abortion, inflation, and much, much more. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
April is Autism Awareness Month, and Jet's Pizza would like to recognize some of their stellar employees on the autism spectrum who show up on time, navigating the public transit system, and always smiling. Preparing the fresh-cut veggies and grating cheese, stirring Mama Jet's special sauce, and making the work environment fun happens at both Jet's Round Barn location and near campus at Neyland Green. As Jet supports our autism community this April, take note of the gala at the City Center on April 17th and the CU Autism Network Walk and Resource Fair at the Savoy Rec Center April 20th.
Mr. County Clerk and Recorder, are you there?
Yes, I am.
It's Aaron Ammons. Cue the music.
Yes.
I didn't know you liked Stevie Wonder. Come on, man.
Come on now.
You know, he called me.
Is that right?
He called me because Gary O'Brien, the late, great Gary O'Brien of the Assembly Hall, was with him, and he was singing at the Assembly Hall at the time. And I answered the phone. I said, hello. And he said, Stevie? I said, yeah. He said, Stevie. I said, oh, come on, man. Really? That's you, man? Come on, man. That's you, man. You're my new best friend, man.
When Aaron and Carol have their show on the weekend on the radio, I feel like this is bump music for you, isn't it, Aaron?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Stevie Wonder.
You got a little, you got a little cool to you if you're like Stevie Wonder, but it's awesome. All right, so it's Aaron Ammons, county clerk and county recorder. So tell me about the primary. We weren't thrilled about Philo not having a polling place, Mr. County Clerk. So,
yes, I know, and I'm not thrilled about the shortage of election judges. So I've been trying to work with the two parties, in particular the Republicans, to get me some more election judges. So maybe you can help me out with that.
Let's get it. We need people to, and it's not like a volunteer thing anymore. You get paid, right?
Absolutely. You know, I read an article from back in 1992. I think Paul Wood wrote it for the Gazette, talking about how the judges at one point they were getting paid like $5 a day for the same type of for the same type of work. And back then they had a shortage of Democratic judges. So as much as things change, they still stay the same. You know.
So it's more. You have plenty of Democratic judges, but very very few Republican relative, right?
Yeah, so right now, well, let's just talk a little bit. We had a 16% voter turnout for this primary.
So you said 1-6, 16?
1-6,
okay.
16%. Now, the vote-by-mail turnout was 60%, so it helps improve the voter access and the voter turnout, but it still was a very, very low turnout for 16%, and we had to cut 15 polling locations because we were short, like, 49 Republican election judges, and as we move into the 2020, the general election for this year, we're going to be even shorter if we don't have more people sign up. We're going to have the same problem. So we really need people to sign up for election judges, Democrats and Republicans, but in particular Republicans.
Okay, so I can't like go and do 4-hour training, get my, I think it's $200, isn't it, for the day?
$220.
Okay, well, yeah. if I do all that and want to be an election judge, can I say I want to do it in Philo, or I can't do that?
So sometimes you're able to do that. The commission judges that are the responsibility of the two parties to give to us, we try our best to put them exactly in their location where they want to be. But as you can see, with so many moving parts and not enough people, we do need people to be flexible. And so sometimes we do have to send people in different locations because we need a certain ratio of Democrats and Republicans. So most judges are very open to that, but some are pretty staunch in their positions, and they say, hey, if I can't serve here, then I don't want to serve. We try to accommodate that, but we can't always accommodate that.
So, Aaron, you said 15 polling places had to close. How do you determine how many are open then and how many were open in our region?
Yeah, so we did, basically, when I came in, we had to close 11 locations because of COVID. And we never got those locations back. And we've been struggling with the number of election judges that we need ever since then, as well as with 15,000 people on the permanent vote-by-mail list. It did allow us to do some consolidation that helped us with that issue, with that problem, but it's still not enough. So we try to make sure that we close locations that were covered in the rural areas as well as the inner city areas. And when you look at the list of what I closed and chose to close, you'll see that I tried to balance that out as much as I could.
All right, so you're hopeful that everything is going to be up and running for the general. Normal places.
I'm going to be honest with you, Steve. No, I'm not very hopeful that we need another 162 election judges on top of the 232 that we needed before. So if we couldn't get to 232, I think it's going to be almost impossible to get to 400. So I'm really encouraging people to look at making a plan to vote early at one of the early voting locations or to sign up for the vote-by-mail list, because you can't go wrong there. If you can't get to the polling location, if you're on the list, you'll still get your ballot. So I'm trying to make sure people are planning ahead. We've got months to plan ahead to talk about this. And so that's why I'm coming on the show, to help let people understand the dire need that we have for election judges and what that impact will be in November if we do not get the requisite number of judges.
So what does it take to be an election judge?
Well, what do you do? Do you call your office, or what's the process look like?
Yeah. So you can call the office, 217-384-3724, and talk to one of the staff in the elections division, and they will give you directions on how to sign up, to let them know we can put you on the list if you want to be an election judge. We do intend to start the training earlier this year to try to get people time to really put that 4-hour training in. It is 4 hours of training, but you get to do it on your own schedule. You can do it online. We're going to have in-person trainings and opportunities for people to come during early voting to get trained. So you can go on the website, campaigncountyclerk.gov, and you can sign up there as well.
All right, two more questions. Somebody wants to know, if you're an independent, you got to pick in the primary. You got to pick a Democrat or Republican, no alternative. So somebody says, I'm an independent. There's no other deal in the primaries, right?
That's correct. Now, there are some situations where people push for an independent ballot, but if you want an independent ballot, that means you're only going to vote if there's a referendum question in your area.
Okay.
So some people who do not like to vote in primaries, they wanted to get an independent to vote independent, so to speak, but they would only get a ballot that has referendum questions, and most of the time that didn't qualify for the people who wanted to vote independent.
But in
general, we don't have to worry about that. You don't have to choose a side. You just go in, give your information, and we will get you taken care of if you're a registered voter.
There's a question at 359-2255 about being a U.S. citizen to vote, and what does your office do to ensure that new voters are U.S. citizens?
So the registration process, we take the paperwork, we take the information, but it is sent to the State Board of Elections, who does the vetting process of whether or not the IDs and the information that has been provided is adequate and it meets the criteria. And then they send that back to us and determine and let us know whether or not we can register this person or whether this person is registered or not. So that is something that the State Board of Elections handles. It is not something that my office takes care of.
There's another question. Why do seniors have to renew their over 65 exemption every year?
Over 65? I think you may be talking about property taxes now, and that would be a question for the county assessor's office. Not my office.
Okay.
I don't handle the exemption.
Okay. Aaron Ammons, county clerk and recorder. Mm-hmm. Didn't you think it was odd that I ran into you twice in one day, like 3 weeks ago? I thought that was odd.
Oh, yeah, that was really crazy. I thought you were following me.
No, I thought you were following me. I thought you were following
who's
me.
Who's talking? Who's no, here?
It's just I saw you at something in the day and then at night at the same restaurant, and I said, if I see you again tonight, you need to get under your bed because something's going on here. So anyway, I appreciate having you on, and maybe we do it again sometime. And,
right.
We can...
and what is the website, Aaron, in case anybody has questions about this?
Yes, indeed. We need you to go to ChampaignCountyClerk.com. ChampaignCountyClerk.com. I think I might have said .gov earlier. ChampaignCountyClerk.com. And you can get all the information that you need on how to serve as an election judge, the application. Everything is right there. So we want to strongly encourage you get out to make a plan to early vote or to sign up for that permanent vote by mail list. It's a win-win situation. You'll get your ballot in the mail. All you have to do is come in and vote in person, even if you don't want to use it. All you have to do is come and vote in person.
So if we rallied, got 100 new Republican judges, could that mean that the polling places would be open if you put all your Democratic friends
in
there?
Oh, for sure. If we have 100 new Republican judges, would be great. That would be wonderful, Stevie. So I know you got the clout, you got the power, you got the reach. Let's get them in there.
I'd love that. Let's see if we can rally.
Okay.
And you said 2,200 a day, right?
Yeah, right.
200.
Hey,
you're
giving, zero,
you're giving,
Stevie.
Give me 2,200 a day. I'll promise you 100 election justices. I will.
$220.
I believe they should get paid that. I believe they should get paid that. We're on the front lines for democracy, just like our other brothers and sisters in uniform are. And if they can get what they need to take care of the country abroad, then we should get what we need to take care of the country right here domestically. So I think they should get paid for the work that they do. I had a guy, an election judge, called me the other day and sent me an email saying once he did the math, it was like $9.33 an hour. I think that's absolutely ridiculous for the amount of work that they put in, a long day. We're also trying to get the day cut in half or broken up so that we don't have to work, or those judges don't have to work 16, 17-hour days. But I'm working on that, but the legislature is slow to make that change.
Well, and I had it then about results, and how come we don't get results quickly these days?
The results have been the same for 10 years or 20 years. First of all, on election night, nothing is official. So what has changed is with the increase in vote by mail, there are outstanding ballots. And so the results come in just fine, right? But the outstanding ballots sometimes prevent the news stations from calling the race, so they can't do their marketing that they like to do and call the races and excitement. So that's one of the issues. Plus, people need to understand that the election judges bring the thumb drives back to us from polling locations all over the county. And they have a process of closing the polling locations. Some take 30 minutes to close, some take 2 hours to close, depending on the number of people who voted in that polling location. And I can't post results that I don't have. So I can't post them until those judges get back from those polling locations and after closing those polling locations and bring those thumb drives to us.
Okay, we're going to do this again sometime.
Yes,
Aaron Ammons, by the way, the person who said it, why do I have to get exemptions when I'm 65 mm-hmm. every year? The assessor's office said it's the clerk's office, by the way. Just FYI.
Okay.
What?
So, yeah. That's what
okay. No. I don't have anything to do with exemptions.
Okay. All right. Listen, appreciate your time, Aaron. Thank you. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you, Aaron Ammons, who's county clerk and county recorder.
ESPN 93.5.
8:34 in Champaign-Urbana. We call our pit master, Tim Onstott, on Thursdays at this time. Stand by.
News. I'm Chris Foster.
Shame on you! Shame on you!
Democrats in Arizona's legislature after Republicans blocked the repeal of a near-total abortion ban and then adjourned. State Supreme Court Tuesday upheld the ban passed in 1864 before Arizona was a state.
We do not want to repeal the pre-Roe law without first having a conversation about it.
Republican Teresa Martinez, there's an agreement not to enforce the ban for 45 days. Police in Washington, D.C. are looking for two men who shot six people, killing one man in Washington, D.C.
Our preliminary investigation indicates the suspects exited a vehicle and began shooting at people that were outside here in the neighborhood.
Police Chief Pamela Smith, two children, 9 and 12 years old, are wounded. Wholesale inflation comes in at 2.1% annually, 0.2% for the month. America's listening to Fox News.
The average American throws away almost 5 pounds of trash per day, half which ends up in a landfill. At Two Men and a Junk Truck, when we pick up your unwanted furniture, appliances, trash, and office equipment, we make it a priority to divert those items from your local landfill. Two Men and a Junk Truck, looking for partners that share our vision of environmental responsibility. If you and your organization can reuse, upcycle, recycle some of these items, we would love to work with you. Contact us at twomenandajunktruck.com. We want to make room for what matters most.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 15 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Looking for a place to host a corporate meeting, intimate gathering, or a large-scale celebration? If so, the University of Illinois' Alice Campbell Alumni Center offers the perfect space and staff to make your function a success. A few rooms offered at the center include the elegant ballroom, the Richmond Family Gallery, and the premier and professional executive boardroom. For more information on renting a space at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center, visit uiaa.org/alumni-center or call 1-800-355-2585. Go Illini.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of...
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Communities across central Illinois donating used eclipse glasses to be enjoyed by other eclipse enthusiasts around the world. In Champaign, Greener Goods is encouraging people to drop off unwanted eclipse glasses at their location at 110 South Neal Street outside of Champaign-Urbana. Villas of Hollybrook Senior Living Communities accepting the glasses as donations. One central Illinois community mourning the death of a legendary high school football coach, former Muhammad Seymour head coach Frank Dutton, died unexpectedly from a cardiac arrest. He holds the record for the most wins in school history. He took the Bulldogs to their first state championship game. The scheduled shutdown of the Rivian manufacturing plant in Normal's begun. Shutdown was scheduled to make technological upgrades at that facility. Shutdown began this past Saturday. It'll last until April 28. The company says it plans to produce some 57,000 electric vehicles this year, the same as last year. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
And now, a brand new show called Smoke, where we help you with your grill and making the best meat ever with award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Smoke in Tim's Grill.
He's the best brisket maker ever.
Smoke in Tim's grill.
And now award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott.
You ready to come back? Because that was awesome 2 weeks ago when you were in
Hungry.
Man, unbelievable.
Anytime, we'll pack it up.
Woo! A lot of work.
Hey, Stevie, what is the condition of your grill grates on your grill right now?
I can't
believe...
You
got them all cleaned up and shiny?
I can't believe you'd ask that, because I was thinking...
I'm thinking about ours,
it's just,
too.
I just thought the metal grew, you know, because it's bigger, and it's kind of clumpy at the... I mean, tell me how to get that without a chisel
how
and a hammer.
How many layers is there?
It's quite a bit. So what? Anyway, he's going to help me with that because he's going to help me how to clean that thing.
How do you clean your grill?
How do you do that?
Well, that was one of the things when we were up there cooking a couple weeks ago. Had a couple of people say, how do you keep that smoker so clean? And we don't really do a whole lot with it. I break it down, clean it maybe once every 3 or 4 cooks. But there are some tricks, especially for your grills at home, people don't think about, but that's your cooking surface. That's like washing your pots and pans at home. But there is a product I found that it makes it really easy. It's called Evaporust, and that gets that rusty, nasty-looking stuff off, and basically you just get a flat, large pan that you can set your grate in, put enough to cover your grate, enough of this liquid in, let it sit for 4 or 5 hours, and it just disappears.
Yeah, I'd be kidding. Wait a minute. Just squirt, and 4 or 5 hours later, it kind of falls off?
Well, you soak it. You soak it in there.
Okay.
It has to be submerged, but the stuff is non-toxic. It won't kill you if you eat it, but then you just rinse it off, wipe it down, and dry it. And I've done some miracle stuff with that. I had stuff that I didn't think would come clean at all.
That's amazing. So it's a Menards or something? Or where would I get that?
I found it at Tractor Supply locally. It's about $35 a gallon, so it's not real cheap, but you can reuse it too.
All right, so it's soak it in the, what is it called?
Evaporust.
Okay, and then I'm going to love what it looks like because I really would like to do this. Evaporust.
Well, you'll have to wipe it down afterwards and rinse it off, but it works.
Okay.
One thing, a safety thing, don't ever use those wire brushes that they sell at Menards or wherever in the grill section. I can't tell you how many things I've read and heard people, those bristles come off. They'll stick to a grate. Then you put a hot dog on there for the kids. It'll stick to that. Kid gets it and they're stuck in their gum or swallows it. God
thank you. I've only been doing that one with that bristle 40 years.
You've been doing that all your life.
Yeah, all my life. And, so what do I do? I don't have anything to grrk and don't have anything. What do I do?
Well, you get a piece of aluminum foil, about a foot long. Just tear a foot long piece of aluminum foil off. Wad it up into a loose ball, and when you crinkle it up, it makes a bunch of sharp edges
in
there. And you just wipe down your grates with that aluminum foil.
Well, I went to a fancy schmancy restaurant place and bought aluminum foil for $52, and it's like, what? $52? It's kind of a big restaurant roll, but it's really thick, so that's going to work well. So and that would be after the grill cools, of course, and then it'll like that, right?
Yep. Okay. We buy those 1,000-foot rolls and go through about 3 of them a year.
Oh, man. It's a lot of money. The good foil is a lot of money. Everything's a lot of money now. Well, that's a great tip. All right, so aluminum foil and the
Evaporust.
Yeah, I knew that. I was just testing you. Evaporust. Evaporust, because I want to look that up because I need that. Soak it.
Right.
Wash it off.
Where is that? Like in the hardware section?
Well, he said he gets it at the track. I wonder if some of our place, Big R or something.
Right.
Wonder if they'd have that.
They
Farm
might
and Fleet?
Have it.
Farm and Fleet
might have it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get some of that stuff.
You know, they say that you find something, always find something in the last place you look. The last place I looked was Tractor Supply. That's where I found it, so I haven't looked for it anymore.
Well, they might be able to ship that too. I just go online, look it up. Evaporust.
Yeah, it's non-toxic. Non-toxic,
okay.
Non-hazardous.
Good. Hey, so tell me about how we doing at Dedicated Diesel, Dixie Chopper, and how those lawnmowers selling.
Well, Andy had a real good week last week and sold a bunch of mowers. Donna came flying in here on her broom a little while ago and told me, Z2s, get the Z2s out. So we've got She said $1,500 off any residential Z2 or Z2 HP. So you've got 23 and 24 4 horsepower mowers, 42, 48, 54 inch decks, that she's just going to knock $1,500 off right off the top, and that's a residential mower.
Well, but those started, what, $10,000, $15,000? How much are those?
Oh, no. The MSRP on those are between $7,500 and $9,000.
So I get $1,500 off that. That's a heck of a deal. That's very good.
Just right off the top, yeah. Mm.
Well, and those are residential Z2s.
Yeah.
Yep, they're residential, but they'll mow like a commercial mower in your own yard.
And then I've got a place to take it to get it serviced, too.
Right.
That's dedicated diesel on Triumph. That's going north on Route 45. You turn left on Triumph.
1313 Triumph Drive.
That's exactly right. Okay, so Gail Frerichs Trucking, how are we doing there?
Well, we're doing good. We're fighting this darn fuel. Everybody talks about inflation. It all starts with fuel and how much it takes to get the product there. Our wholesale fuel on January 3rd was $2.20 a gallon wholesale, and now we're up to $2.72. So policies that are going on in Washington certainly aren't helping with energy costs, and that's a big inflation driver.
Yeah. All right, Tim Onstott, pitmaster extraordinaire, a great help on cleaning the grill. I have zero excuses now to live with what I've got, so I can go ahead and
throw away those brushes. Don't hurt somebody.
Never heard of that.
Okay.
Never heard of that.
Right,
Tim, you the man. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You as well. Dedicated Diesel and Gail Frerichs Trucking, pitmaster extraordinaire.
That's right, barbecueologist.
The barbecueologist.
Tim Onstott.
Great guy, too. Good dude. 846. When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less. By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Well, it's the 88th Masters, but it's delayed in this first few hours with all the showers, maybe an inch and a half to 2.5 inches of rainfall before 11 a.m. and winds up to 45 miles an hour. And, you know, our weather's crappy here today, but the Farmer City Racing has canceled their practice for this evening. But they're all thumbs up for Friday, Saturday, and you know, for the Masters on Sunday, too. So, do you think it's realistic that they can make up that time, Stevie?
Maybe. Not sure. It's going to be. They always want to get, you know, four rounds in.
Right.
You got to get the 72 holes for the Masters, but it's going to be in a lot more holes tomorrow on Saturday.
If they do have a clearing this morning, you'll see Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Tom Watson with that ceremonial tee shot to get in that Masters mode. SIU beat Illinois in softball 6-1 yesterday. They've got Purdue tomorrow at 5 if you want to check that out. Bulls and Pistons in action tonight. St. Louis Blues over the Blackhawks 5-2 was trending in our area, and all our local favorite MLB teams lost and are in action tomorrow. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Ever wonder why you pay your bank to have a checking account? Fisher National Bank does too. You see, they offer free rewards cashback checking that gives you cash back on debit purchases, no service fees or balance requirements. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's so simple. Reward yourself today with rewards cashback checking. Learn more at any branch or fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champaign. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champaign is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampaign.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather Free Central Illinois, Champaign and Banff Saturday. Chilly, raw days worth of weather on tap for the day today with the weather system over the lower Wabash making its move to the north and northeast. We'll get into the wraparound drier side of it for the day tomorrow. Quickly moving back in, milder to warmer Pacific and Gulf air. And temperatures will do just that over the course of the weekend. More rain in scattered fashion next week. Periods of rain for the day today. An isolated thunderstorm, highs nearing 55 with that northeast to north wind increasing 20 to 30 and gusty. Windy tonight, occasional showers ending by midnight, low down to 45 with a northwest to west wind, 15 to 25 and gusty. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy, the high around 60, the west northwesterly wind 20 to 30 and gusty. Diminishing winds later tomorrow night, clear and 43 for the weekend, turning breezy and milder Saturday afternoon with sunshine 71, 78 on Sunday. Could be a couple of showers and thunderstorms breaking out Monday, more likely Tuesday, Wednesday next week. Highs Monday and Tuesday up at around 80 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Ever wonder why you pay your bank to have a checking account? Fisher National Bank does too. You see, they offer a free rewards checking cashback program that gives you cash back on debit card purchases with no service fees, balance requirements. You simply make a dozen debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's real simple. Reward yourself today with rewards cashback checking, and you can learn more at any branch or fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional community, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan?
All included.
I'm Dennis Freakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we say you get the whole store, we mean the whole store. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
All right, 8:53. We appreciate y'all listening. We're about
chiming
out of time.
In at 359-2255. More comments about Coach Frank Dutton, who passed away. Muhammad Seymour was a great coach and a role model as a husband, father, grandfather, and great grandfather. He will be missed. Taught us not only about football, but good character and how to be good men on and off the field. Thanks for that, Andy.
Yep. And Joe Somerville was my football coach back in the day, and I felt the same about Joe Somerville.
Kind of thing. And he's still kicking.
Yeah, he's doing well. I think he's doing well. Jeff was
right,
out here. But
exactly.
But he and Sue and Coach Somerville was coaching when Frank Dutton was.
Same
time era. But I remember Joe Somerville telling me, any job worth doing is worth doing right.
Yeah, there that's right.
He just had,
and wrestling, too.
Yeah, he was a really, really good wrestling coach. All right, we're done. The boys this afternoon, because we got bumped again yesterday for an hour with the baseball
that
they were on for an hour.
It was a long baseball game.
Yeah, it's pitch clock, man. What's up?
I know.
We don't want these 3.5-hour games anymore.
By the way, the bus trip is June 22nd. Yeah. You can text in bus if you want to head down to our bus trip to Busch. They take on the San Francisco Giants, 359-2255.
Yep, and again, it's San Francisco and the Cardinals, June 22nd. And thanks to First Christian Church at Staley and Curtis are allowing us to leave from there. It's such a good launching site.
That's right.
For I-57 south to St. Louis.
With a 1:15 start on a Saturday afternoon.
And the Stan Musial
Tumbler. Yes.
Yeah, that's a nice giveaway.
Exactly.
So we'll get you down there in time to get in there. Plenty of time
that's
to get one.
Right.
It'll be like 25,000 handing out. So, all right, Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great Thursday.
Kansas. Another Fork in the Road 50th Anniversary Tour. Celebrating 50 years of Kansas. With all your favorites and deep cuts, too. Friday, April 12th, the Virginia Theater. On sale now at thevirginia.org.
The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, disease, and insect control. Over 32 years of satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon-Charleston area. Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com.
Here's another home improvement insight from Kramer Siding and Window. New roofing and siding are a winning combination that can instantly change the look, feel, and function of your home. Our Kramer Siding and Window team takes pride in being an Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor, able to offer a best-in-the-business 50-year warranty. Pair it with preservation siding in your favorite style and color, and your home will be a showstopper. Start today and save 10% on roofing and 25% on siding. Call us, click on kramersiding.com, or visit the showroom in Champaign.
An April tradition continues as the most powerful late models on the planet make a stop in Illinois. The World of Outlaws Case Construction Equipment late models are back at Farmers City Raceway for the Illini 100. Don't miss the World of Outlaws Superstars and the Extreme Outlaw Midgets on one big stage. Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th. Visit worldofoutlaws.com for the details.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.